Hey everyone, welcome back to the Seven Law Podcast. This episode, I'm gonna be reviewing the SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom, game, and, talking about the rehydrated version of the game. So, of course, I'm gonna be talking about the, review itself first, and then I'm gonna do the announcement, and then, of course, the rehydrated thing. So yay. Okay, so anyway, the of course this of course this review is gonna be my own opinion, but of course I love the game. I played it again just because of nostalgia, because I had played the game when I was younger. I want to say probably about 9, 10 years ago or so, give or take about a year or so. Of course, I had for the GameCube. I had never finished playing it for the GameCube. But of course, I bought it just like, think roughly a month or so ago. For the Obviously for nostalgia. Of course it was like $15 US. But of course I played it all the way, like I played it all the way through. I went through downtown Bikini Bottom, Jellyfish Fields, what else is there anyway? Crap. forgot what places are actually in the game. Yeah, I went through all of them. Of course, I have like 86. What was it? 86 golden spatulas, I think they're called. The golden spatulas. Of course, I have 86 of them. I whatever they're called. I think golden spatulas. Anyway, I so far I have like 86 of them. I'm trying to obviously like try to get the other 14, just so I could just get the full 100%. Although I don't know how to do the New Game Plus. Although I think it is, I have to get all 100 golden spatulas, but that it's no big deal. It's not like I'm in a rush to get him anyway. Anyway, of course I love the game. I still play it probably like, I want to say probably about once or twice a week at least, because I'm trying to get the 40,000 the 40,000 shiny objects so I could get the get to the theater, which was, I never knew what was inside the theater up until I get the 40,000. Of course, I'm like, I have like 22 some odd thousand, like 22, 23 some odd thousand of the golden, not golden splash, the shiny objects, which I'm eventually gonna get there if I were to do the Jellyfish Fields fast enough and long enough. But yeah, I loved the game. The my favorite part about it was well, I had like couple of favorite parts, but one of them of course was finding the King Jellyfish, which I think everybody likes doing, because King Jellyfish only has like 3 hits before it's like done completely. Of course, I love Jellyfish. Well, I love Jellyfish Field in general. It's like a great area to basically start out. It's just simple, calm, not really tense at all. Okay, sorry about that. Someone called me. I just shut off my alarm, not my alarm, my ringtone. But anyway, like I said, the jellyfish fields is simple, easy, not really too intense. The only intense thing would, to me, would be the fighting of King Jellyfish himself, which even then that's really not t intense. Of course, during the cave is kind of intense, but it's not really too bad. It's just you have to avoid the lava balls and the spike, whatever they're called, the pointy spikes, whatever the fish are called. Those are kind of like the hard parts of really jellyfish world, just the cave and not really even fighting King Jellyfish. If you know like anything about like mild violence like that, it's not really too intense. Speaking about it, I have to get him right over here. Okay, I got it. Of course, since I have the, which one do I have again? Oh, the NTSC version. So gonna be pretty much different from the PAL. And I don't know what. Oh yeah, it is PAL. I don't think there really is much difference between the NTSC and the PAL. Is there? I don't know. I don't care. Well, actually, I kind of do care a little. I want to know if there is a difference. Anyway, yeah, of course, I have the ESRB rating, which is, of course, rated E for the kind of mischief and mild cartoon violence, which, of course, it's not bad. It's just like, oh, you just have to fight a few bosses, and that's really about it. From what I remember, the bosses are, hold on, the sandy one that's on the NTSC box art, which I think she would be on the panel. Hold on, PAL, box art. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. My mom was like walked in. Anyway, luckily I just looked up the PAL box art, and it looks not much different. Of course, I'm looking at, of course, the GameCube version. Gotta see like the other versions. Wait, hold on. Which one's this one? Xbox Virtual PAL. Oh, the box. The front looks a little different. Oh, oh, God. my God. Of course, the NTSC version. I almost said ESRB. The NTSC version looks kind of more menacing to me than the PAL. The PAL just looks like, oh, you're gonna have a fun time. But what's the ESRB is just like, yeah, no, screw you. but yeah, this one I'm looking at is for the GameCube. If y'all have the GameCube for the PAL, y'all will know what the ES the what is it, ESRB? I guess, I don't know. It's either the ESRB or the PAL. I think it's more like NTSC and PAL, box art, actually. It looks like it is for the PS2 as well. I think the only difference is that, well, there's the version for the GameCube right there, that's a little different. I don't think there really is much of a difference when it comes to PAL and the NTSC. Honestly, it varies country to country. Which I mean, it could very. Oh, the game's in there. I can't even see what. The okay, this one looks like the game. Like the disc looks pretty similar to the one I have. Okay, but yeah, I'm gonna talk about the bosses, of course. Of course, the bosses are of course Sandy, and then there's the. Of course, like I mentioned 20 billion times before, the King Jellyfish, and there's the Patrick one and the SpongeBob one. Think that's it. So there's one in Jellyfish Field, one Poseidon, one for the other area, and then one for in the Chumbo guy. I think that's like all the bosses. I think there's only like four. There might be another one I'm forgetting, but I know there's like four officially. And of course, because I think it's because of either time constraints or lack of memory, but there was originally gonna be like the Squidward boss, but that was eventually cut from the game. And there was a supposed to be like a second, like I think like an official like third part of the SpongeBob fight, but that was eventually cut out too. Because I know for the SpongeBob one, there's the one outside and then there's the one inside for like two fights. I think there was supposed to be like originally a third fight, but that just got scrapped. Yeah, I think that's it for the bosses. But yeah, anyway, I love the game. I highly recommend it. Oh, let me see. I think I saw a review or something. I saw something about Metacritic, I think. Metacritic, yep. Oh no, here. Okay, so the reception, here it is. GameRankings gave the GameCube a 74.17%, the PS2 a 73.3%, the Xbox a 72.05%, and the Game Boy Advance a 63.62%. And that's from Game Rankings for all of them. Metacritic gave the GameCube a 71, the PS2 also a 71, and the Xbox a 70. And then IGN a 7.3 out of 10. I think IGN just like adds up all the scores and divides them out of three or four depending on how many consoles or ports, whatever they play. So, I mean, 7.3 out of 10, that's like a 73% average, roughly. So, that's right around where GameRankings had their PS2 ranking, PS2 percent score, roughly, give or take. But, yeah, it's not really a bad game. I'd give it at least an 8 out of 10 for how fun the game is. Like, you could probably, play it like hundreds of times. It has like a great replay value for sure. I think people usually play it just for the memories, most likely. Well, not memory, nostalgia, and just because it has such a great replay value. Of course, there is the rehydrated version, which is the full remake from the ground up. At least that's what THQ Nordic said. Officially, hold on. Remake, yeah, it's from the ground up, and they announced it June 5th of this year, actually, as I'm recording this, which is 2019. Of course, November 4th now, so they announced it just shy of 5 months ago, I guess. So. I loved it. Great game. I highly recommend it for people that want to play, like older games, but not too old. So it's just a great game in general. Course, I'm gonna, of course, take a break. And I'm gonna go get a drink. Y'all just wait patiently through the, whatever I said at the beginning. Yay! Hey everyone, I just want to let you all know that my podcast is now available on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Just look up my podcast on those platforms just in case anything happens to Anchor. Again, the platforms are Spotify, Pocket Casts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. I'm also going to add a link to every episode just in case my podcast doesn't show up when you decide to look for it. Okay, so I'm back, with a drink. Don't know why I have to announce that every time. But anyway, I'm back and ready to talk about the rehydrated version of the SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom. Of course, I have like a short list here in a Google Doc. Yeah, I use Google Docs a lot. Shut up. Yeah, I got like some bullet points here to talk about, and then of course the cast, of course, in the game. So I'm gonna talk about what I have so far that I looked up. Of course, I heard that the unofficial release date was like August of 2020. Of course, it will be coming out in 2020. It's just that the unofficial release date was August of 2020, which seems kind of soon, but yeah, it's at least some sort of release date, official or not. And also, the game's gonna be made from the ground up, like completely. And of course, it's gonna be made from Purple Lamp Studios, and THQ Nordic is the publisher. The original THQ, I think, went had closed, either closed to the doors or went merged with Nordic Games or something. Oh, Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That's what happened to the original THQ, actually. They officially closed their doors January 23rd. In 2014, the THQ trademark was acquired by Nordic Games. Okay, so that's what happened. The THQ portion was basically taken from Nordic Games, or taken by Nordic Games. So I know everybody's been so used to hearing and saying THQ. But that's not gonna be happening anymore, I guess. It's gonna be THQ Nordic, officially. Which, I mean, it's fine. It's at least a THQ, but not the THQ. Excuse me. But yeah, the publisher is THQ Nordic, which, no big deal. The developers, Purple Lamp Studios, and what I saw on the wiki page, which was bare bones nothing, it said that they were like an Austrian, that Purple Lamp Studios was like an Austrian gaming company. I guess they had recently opened up. It didn't give a specific time for when they opened. Did it? No, Purple Lamp Studios is an Austrian video game developer based in Vienna. Of course, they had released The Guild 3 for the PC, with, It was announced in 2017 second half for the and THQ Nordic was the publisher, and then they have the SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom coming out next year. Which is of course gonna be released next year for the PC, Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One officially. I don't know if any of them are gonna be. I don't know if any other console is gonna be added or taken away. I want to say probably most likely taken away than added, because we are talking about the tail end of the current gen, and right almost towards the beginning of the next gen. So, and of course, the remake is of the console versions of the Heavy Iron Studios, SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom. And like I said before, like just soon before, it was announced on June 5th, 2019 by THQ Nordic officially. And I saw that the engine that was being used was the Unreal Engine 4, which of course I found on the wiki page, which was completely like unofficial. Don't know exactly what engine they're using right now. It could be the Unreal Engine 4, but I'd have to dig a little deeper to see what engine they're using. If it is Unreal Engine 4, then I'll very quickly update you guys about it, and also whatever well, I'll update you guys about the engine real quick, like in like a very short audio clip if and when I make an update about the rehydrated game, which it's no big deal, which I should be able to make an update as the time comes. But yeah, that's really about I don't know about the engines unofficial with Unreal Engine 4. And of course, there's also going to be the multiplayer and the cut content added. Of course, the Squidward boss battle being one of them. Let me see. I saw that on the wiki. I think it was no. I think it was the fandom thing. Either way, I saw something. It could have been on THQ Nordic's website too, that there's gonna be like split screen and online multiplayer too for like up to two people, I think. Not exactly sure. I think it is accurate. I think I did see it on THQ Nordic's website. But yeah, it's gonna be multiplayer and co-content added for sure. And of course, there's like three additions to the game. Just the base game at $30 US. I don't know how much the game's gonna be is in euros and pounds and every other currency. But of course, there's the shiny edition at $150 US. It's also $150 in euro or not 150. It's 150 euros and 140 pounds. And then there's the fun edition, which is 300 US dollars, 300 euros, and 260 pounds. Which, I mean, it's not too terribly expensive if you think about it. Yeah, mine sound expensive to some people, but it does have some additions to it. Let me see, I gotta. I gotta see, what enum? This is the street of water. Stop real quick. Okay, could you, like. Okay, so this shiny edition has, the SpongeBob figurine, the base game, some wall stickers, a pair of tennis socks, And what was this last one? So six lithographs. So that's for the shiny edition. This fun edition has the Sandy SpongeBob and Patrick figurines, the base game, the set of key rings, wall stickers, the socks, and then the lithographs. So of course the fun edition is like two more figurines, a set of key rings, and that's really all that's added in the fun edition compared to the shiny. Which means not much. It's only like five key rings and Sandy and Patrick figurines, which I mean it's not really bad if you think about it. If you're more of like a collector, I think the fun edition would be more of the better off side, 'cause you do get what's in the shiny edition, plus like seven additional things, two of which are figurines, the other five are the key rings. So I mean, realistically, there's gonna be more people getting just the base game than the any of the shiny any of the other two editions. Which I mean, I know I'm gonna get the base game as soon as I know for sure I could pre-order it, seeing how it's only like $30, which saying it would also be 30 euros and £30. I think. I don't know, it's kind of iffy when it comes to that stuff. Think it would be £7 and euros. But now, of course, I want to talk about the cast, of course. Of course, there's going to be Tom Kenny, who's going to be this voice of SpongeBob, obviously. Gary, the French narrator, and the SpongeBob Steel Pants, which I think SpongeBob is the boss. I think, oh yeah, the boss. Okay, like the final boss, okay. And then, of course, there's Bill Fagerbakke, or Fagerbakke. I think it's Fagerbakke. I don't know. Someone could correct me on that. But of course, he's gonna be Patrick Starr and Robo Patrick. And then there's Carol and Lawrence. Oh my god, I can't even pronounce her first name for the death of me. Of course, she's gonna be Sandy. And then there's Roger Bumpus, who I surprisingly admit, he's like the only, the only one the cast I had met so far. Of course, he's gonna be Squidward. Why would he be anyone else? Of course, there's Mr. Lawrence, which some of y'all know might be as Doug Lawrence, who also was the narrator, voice of someone from, hold on, so, hold on here, I know he was a voice of someone, oh, he was in, Rocko's Modern Life, yeah, yeah, he was in that, of course, let me get back here. He's of course gonna be Plankton, of course, and then Johnny Lane. I didn't know who Johnny Lane first was at first, but he's the realistic fish head, y'all. Like that's in almost every single well in the intro for the show, and then pops up every once in a while for whatever reason. And then of course he's also gonna be Larry the Lobster. The prawn guy, the prawn guy was the prawn and the marmalade, like the boss in the marmalade, sort of, so kind of a boss. And then of course it's gonna be Roboplankton, which I think was the cup boss. I don't think I've ever met Roboplankton the original. Was he? The robot clone playing his secondary antagonist. Oh no, he is in the original. Oh, I guess robot plankton was in the original, huh? And then there's Major Catlett, who's of course gonna be Mrs. Puff, and then Joe White, who's gonna be Mr. Krabs and Mermaid Man, and there's Tim Conway, who did Barnacle Boy, but they're gonna have to use the archival recordings since he did pass away recently this year. Now that I'm recording this and publishing this, he had died May 14th this year, which is kind of sad if you think about it. No. Someone tried to call me. Let me see if I'm still recording. I should be. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm still recording. Okay, great. But yeah, they're gonna have to. Purple Lamp Studio is gonna have to use the archival recordings of Barnacle Boy. Since, Tim Conway won't be able to re-record the lines or anything. Which I think all the lines would be re-recorded. I guess. Which would kind of make sense, because who wants to use, like, 16-year-old, audio? I know I wouldn't. Yeah, and of course there's, Brad Abel, Abel? Abby? who's gonna be the, Bubble Buddy? And there's Brian Doyle Murray, who's gonna, of course, being the Flying Dutchman. And then John O'Hurley, who's gonna be King Neptune. I don't think King Neptune was ever in the original. Was he? I don't think he ever was. I don't remember him being in the original. Battle for Bikini Bottom. I mean, I could be wrong. But yeah, King Neptune's gonna be the game for, I wanna say, probably good reason. Then of course there's like the changes. Of course I'm still on the SpongeBob Phantom Wiki. I'm gonna be reading some of these, like, or all of these changes that I haven't mentioned yet. And there's also a note that says that the remake is currently in development, so anything listed here is based on the footage shown at Gamescom 2019 may change over time. So, of course, this is from the SpongeBob fandom wiki. I don't want to just, like, steal all this and getting, like, having my podcast finesse away from me. So, of course, the graphics are gonna be improved. Many of the tikis are gonna be getting redesigns. There's no zoom in on the characters during major conversation cutscenes, which I didn't notice. Well, actually, no, yeah, it's that okay. Never mind. And then when you get closer to Robert, their eyes will turn red as they chase you, which is a good idea. Some dialogue between SpongeBob and Squidward. Some dialogue between SpongeBob and Squidward at the start of Jellyfish Fields was cut, which I mean it's not too bad if you think about it. When fighting King Jellyfish, the mini boss theme plays instead of the regular Jellyfish Fields music. There was only one confirmed obtainable spatula in the game so far, which is the top of the hill spatula, which I think is the one after you beat King Jellyfish. And then there's the Cowabunga spatula, which is currently unobtainable, with the bungee hook being removed and the sign from it saying coming soon, which I mean it's not that bad if you think about it. Of course any game that's being in the works or whatever, Like this one would be, of course, would have the coming soon sign. Unlike GTA 5's where Rockstar just never finished the Mile High Club thing. But that's a different episode. And then this is also that's the last bullet point. Hans, who is supposed to take the player away, what if they go out of bounds, is not present in this version. So Hans is the guy that has his hand going all over the place. Which I don't know why they decided to take him out. I don't know if it's just like for now while they're making the game and then they're just gonna add him later on, or if it's like in general, like they just completely cut him out. I want to say they just completely cut out the hand. That's probably what they did. They probably just completely cut him out because no one, I guess, really liked him in the original. So they were just like, let's go ahead and take him out. Which of course says not that's not that if he's not present in the in this version. Which of course is this version is very early on. It could change. They could add him very much later in the development process, which does happen. Developers usually add stuff in later on, take stuff out later on, add stuff early in, take stuff out early in. And then add stuff at the last second, take stuff out at the last second. Of course, it could they could very well just not have Hans in the game overall. Which I mean, it's not I'm not really too worried, not really mad over it. It's really just overall, I think just THQ Nordic's idea just to not have Hans in the game. It was either THQ Nordic's idea. Or it was come to an agreement with either the Purple Lamp Studios or Nickelodeon. How was it Nintendo? With Nickelodeon or just in general, like no one liked Hans, and they were, and he was just cut. I mean, I'm not exactly sure. I'm gonna, of course, wait to see if there's like any updates to see. If Hans is gonna be added, if we come towards near the release date and he's not officially gonna be added, then that's fine. It's really not gonna be a big deal. Not really too worried about it. It's just like he was just like a very small piece of data. It's I really like they're gonna it's gonna like change much adding him or not. Because I think he was, of course, the handle was just like a, I think either PNG or JPEG. Of course, it was obviously just like a picture, or whatever. Of course, going in, coming out, and going back in and going back out. Of course, the grabbing like a character, taking over the side, putting the character back, and then first you're going back to the side. Which I mean, it's just like on basically like just a very small bit of information, because all that was done was just like let's just code it the game in like a lot let's just code in the handle long enough to go get the specific character, drag them over to the side to where they're not visible, then drag them back in to the game or onto the screen and drag the hand back out. That's basically all they basically did. It's just like as long as we don't have the hand in long enough, we should hopefully be fine. So, I mean, I'm not really too mad about it. It's ultimately like the it's ultimately someone's decision to add or take out Hans. I mean, it's So it shouldn't take too long to add Hans back in, as long as the similar code is used to put Hans back in. Although granted, Hans may not be a picture too, he could have just been like a very flat texture too. Hans is I think either like just a very flat texture or a picture of some kind. Yeah, either way, that's basically what is so for like what's been officially and unofficially mentioned about Rehydrated. Of course, I'm gonna take a quick break again so I could talk about officially what I want added, what I want out, and all that stuff. So of course you're gonna be hearing the sponsor. Yay! Okay, so I'm back, hopefully, for the last time. Yeah, I'm gonna be talking about what I want like added and not added to the remake. Of course I want to at least see Hans in some sort of to make some sort of appearance, whether or not that's actually cutting him back in to do what he did in the original game, or just show up in like a boss battle, whatever, as like an announcement, as an announcement, an announcer, can't speak, as an announcer or something, and just like not show up for the rest of the game. Of course, I do want to see Hans. If y'all are just now tuning in, which I don't know why, just now tuning in, unless if you're just now walking into someone, listening to my podcast, Hans is the pirate hand that made an appearance in the original game. And his role is basically just to get the character you're playing as from the Outer Bounds and take him to the side of the screen, and then put the character back to the nearest checkpoint, and then go back off screen. That was just kind of his role, just kind of doing that, which isn't, if you think about, much data or room. Because it's just like doing that, just going in twice, going back twice. That's basically all his role is. Which, I mean, this could be some people saying, like, oh, yeah, he's just more than that. I'm like, that's all I saw of Hans doing was just doing that small bit of information, which, yeah, it's fine. I don't know why I sat down in silence. But yeah, I thought my PS was on, but yeah, it's not. Anyway, what do I want added? Of course, Hans the Hand. Of course, I do want to see the third phase of the SpongeBob, the Robot SpongeBob fight happening, like added. I want to try and play that. Let's see. Of course, there's gonna be the Robot Squirtle fight, which of course I would love to play. Seeing I was never in the original, if there was like a minor fight with Robot Plankton, I would love to. Of course, do that. I'll just have like a side fight with Robot Plankton, which of course I think he already has a side fight once you're inside Robot SpongeBob. Although I don't think that's technically a fight. Although it would be great just to have like some sort of like side fight for like some shiny objects or like a special or something, just like some minor fight or whatever. Which wouldn't take long. It would just be like for the whatever plankton, which I if I were to do the health, it would be about as much as the king jellyfish health, which is like three bars, one green, one yellowish, and then one red. I would love to have some sort of just like mini battle with the what about plankton. I had been for but yeah, I would love to have that fight happening. What else I want to add? So I know, of course, Hans I want. Which, of course, he's probably not going to be added. Probably a couple extra robots, maybe. I'm not sure what kind of robots yet, just maybe a couple extra. But a robot I do for sure want out would be is the trio of robots that stacked on top of one another. Forgot the name. Yeah, I'd have to see what the name of it is. But I don't think anybody knows what I'm talking about. When I do an update, I'll make sure to tell you all the name of the robot I'm talking about. But yeah, I would love to have that robot taken out because that is annoying as shit, I'm telling you. Let's see what else. Do I want out? See, I'm not sure what I want out. Seeing how it is very early in development. Thing has only just like jellyfish fields, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what's gonna be added and taken out. But yeah, so far what I want added when I what I want added in is of course Hans, a couple of extra robots just for a bit of demo variety. Of course the robot stack. I want that out. Probably change the King Jellyfish's health a bit. Probably either two or four. If it's still gonna be three, I'm gonna be fine with it because I want it to be about 2 to 4 health. Not anything huge of a difference. Or just like a very small change. Let's see what else. I think that's it for now. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's gonna be fun. Seeing what else is gonna be added and taken out and changed and stuff. So yeah, I hope you all had kind of some fun listening to this. Bye.